Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. A local environmentalist wants to see urban design and local wildlife work together. There are over 500 plant and animal species that are considered species at risk in Canada, and Ottawa is home to over 60 of them. Species at risk are classified as species likely to face endangerment or who are already endangered, including plants and trees, insects, mammals, birds, and aquatic species. Sahar Saif is currently studying for her master's degree in environmental sustainability at the University of Ottawa. She works at Rideau Valley Wildlife Sanctuary as a wildlife rehabilitator. According to her, urban development needs to account for existing natural habitats in order to protect species at risk.
It's only in the recent times that people are really thinking, okay, well, if this is not doing so well, then we should probably protect where it lives. There's a lot of not being interested in a plant as you would be in a mammal or in a fish that probably has interest in consumption. I would argue that there's a lot of large gap that so many are trying to fill with protecting species, but understanding habitat is difficult in a world that's quickly losing its green spaces at the rate that we are going. So it's very much like these two discussions have to really go hand in hand.
Ottawa does have some guidelines for building more sustainable developments, such as limiting the environmental footprint and energy consumption of new municipal buildings, among other measures. Ottawa's Climate Change Master Plan, introduced in 2020, promised to apply a climate lens to the new official plan and its supporting documents. Additionally, the city has implemented some legislation to protect Ottawa's natural green spaces, such as the Tree Protection Bylaw of 2020. However, there is currently no policy in place to guide the construction of developments in such a way that they do not conflict with existing natural habitats. Saif says there are many simple elements of design that are seldom thought of, which make a big difference to surrounding wildlife.
A lot of modern design seems to be covered by glasses and that are very reflective. You can only do so much stickering and so much, external things to make that glass less reflective. So maybe having design in mind that has the glass being less visible, which it kind of goes against people's way of thinking about windows and glass, because we were so accustomed to having these really reflective, clean windows. But when in fact, that is the worst thing for migratory birds, especially when they're coming in. And so having glass and light in mind is very important, because light pollution is also another thing that greatly affects migratory birds during their peak season.
Saif added that the status of aquatic species in Ottawa is compromised due to the ongoing development of the Ottawa River watershed. According to Ottawa Riverkeeper, a local environmental group, there are several species at risk that call Ottawa's waters home, including fish, frogs, turtles, and birds. Saif says turtles are frequent visitors to the Rideau Valley Wildlife Sanctuary, as many of their habitats are in active development.
We have a lot of endangered turtles. Turtles, by default, are very much at risk around areas such as Ottawa, because we are primarily swamp and wet sort of habitat compared to probably other places. And a lot of our animals that would come through pretty beat up were turtles with broken shells. It's a major issue. Right now in the sanctuary, we have a Blandings turtle baby that came to us because he had fallen in a pool. We have snapping turtles. We also have painted turtles. And on very small occasions, we have a turtle called Map Turtle, and they are threatened.
Rideau Valley Wildlife Sanctuary also receives a high volume of small mammals, such as raccoons, skunks, squirrels, and groundhogs, many of them injured trying to cross city highways and roads. Wildlife crossings, corridors built under roads allowing for the safe passage of local wildlife, are a potential solution to protecting animals from getting hit by cars. Ottawa's wildlife strategy, passed in 2013, doesn't include a mandate for the construction of wildlife crossings. However, it does provide for the maintenance of Ottawa's 52 municipal culverts. Although they are a part of the city's drainage system, the large tunnel-like corridors built under roads can allow for the safe passage of wildlife. SAFE says that in addition to implementing wildlife-friendly infrastructure throughout the city, there is a need for greater education regarding the proper treatment of wild animals. She says the general lack of knowledge among urban residents about the wildlife living among them can lead to dire consequences for some species.
In the springtime, we get a lot of orphaned, abandoned animals. Unfortunately, people call us and say, you know, this animal is on my property and I don't want it here. Or, you know, like, I think it was caught by my dog, or it was caught by a cat, or I don't see the mom. Like, what do I do? So a lot of the time we refer them to the website, which explains the exact protocol to follow in a situation, because there's biases with species, as I mentioned. So if we get baby bunnies coming by, generally they are almost kidnapped because people think this animal is alone, and so where's the mom? And without letting the mom kind of have a chance to come by and get it, they bring it to us. And unfortunately, what that is, baby bunnies have a very, very, very small survival rate. So by doing that, you're almost making a death sentence for that animal.
SAFE, who is currently writing her master's thesis, wants to encourage residents to educate themselves about their wild neighbors, as well as to think about how their habitats can coexist with our own. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.